You know, among the priority groups to be offered the vaccines are the elderly. We talked to AARP Hawaii's Craig Gima. He's a communications officer with the organization, which is focused on seniors. He talked with us this morning.
COVID has taken a devastating toll on the country, especially among people 65 and older and people who live in nursing homes. So this is hopefully the beginning of the end, right? But we're encouraged by the progress and development and distribution of the vaccine. And then we just want to make sure that that whatever happens, that the rollout is transparent and that the plans are based on related scientific evidence and the vaccines are safe and affordable, which they appear to be, and that there's full transparency about, you know, the side effects and anything else that goes along with taking the vaccine.
What is AARP looking at just about, you know, transparency and just managing COVID cases while these vaccines, you know, get rolled out across the state?
We're trying to keep track of what's going on with COVID in nursing homes because that's where 40% of the deaths have been. Nursing homes have to report information to the federal government about COVID cases in their facilities. And so we started tracking that. We started taking that information, analyzing it, and seeing how COVID has developed in nursing homes across the country over a period of time because they've been reporting this now for several months. And what we see in Hawaii is that, well, number one, what we said, there isn't really transparency. I mean, if you look at what in August, the state released a very comprehensive list of what's going on with COVID cases, not just in nursing homes, but in care home, community care homes, and assisted living facilities. And it was very detailed about how many cases are in each type of facility, how many deaths, how many staff people have been infected. And then it stopped. They just didn't release it anymore. And then they decided they would release just the names of facilities, nursing homes, that have large nursing homes, basically, that have had COVID cases. But it didn't have any numbers about how many cases, whether it's staff, whether it's residents, you know, any details that are kind of important. And then they haven't been updating what's going on. Now that they're releasing the names, they haven't updated. If you go on the site today, the numbers are from November 27th, or the names of the facilities are from November 27th. There still aren't any numbers. Now, our data, the just released data, shows what happened in September and October when nursing home deaths and cases were on the rise because of the outbreaks, mainly because of the outbreaks in the Big Island. But we don't know really how spread out they are because, you know, the state doesn't release that information. And so what we're seeing is that finally Hawaii has dropped below the national average in terms of nursing home cases and deaths. But we don't know what's going on currently in nursing homes. And we're hoping that the state is keeping track of that kind of stuff, looking at, you know, cases in any kind of long-term care facility, because these are the people who are most vulnerable, most likely to get seriously sick and hospitalized, and most likely to die. So other states, like Louisiana, releases daily data about what's going on in all long-term care facilities. Hawaii releases almost nothing. And the data that's on the state's dashboard right now is dated November 27th. There are two cases, one on a facility on Maui and a facility on Oahu. But we don't know how many cases there are in the facilities, whether the cases are residents or staff. This is data that the nursing homes report to the federal government, but the state's not apparently taking this data and releasing it publicly. You know, what we've learned from the outbreaks over the summer and in the early fall was that once COVID gets into a facility, it can have devastating effects, right, if it's not controlled properly. And once the positivity rate among the general population increases, then it's just that much more likely that cases will get into nursing homes and other long-term care facilities.
Yes, we saw what happened at Halawa Prison.
Right.
You know, things have just mushroomed so quickly. So
yeah. Our death rate has dropped below the national average, but that doesn't mean we should relax and take a deep breath. We need to be ever vigilant, and the state needs to be taking even more steps to be transparent. One of the other things that our analysis, our data our dashboard has shown, is that across the country there are shortages of PPE and there's shortages of staffing. And the staffing is a major problem, because imagine what happens if COVID gets into a facility. You're already short-staffed, and you have staff that cannot come into work because they might have been exposed to COVID. And then you have additional responsibilities because you have to set up isolation units, and so the staffing needs increase at the same time your staff is decreasing. And I think that's one of the things we've seen nationwide that contributes to how deadly the disease is in nursing homes and how quickly it can spread because you don't have adequate staff to set up the proper infection controls.
And so, again, your analysis is based on the federal reporting,
Right. Nursing homes do themselves to the federal government.
Right. But so there's a lag.
Yeah, there's a lag. There's about a month lag. So this is data from November. And what we're saying is that the state should be updating it. We shouldn't have to rely on ARP's analysis and data. I mean, it's interesting because it shows you trends and you can see what's going on. You can see how the cases will rise in nursing homes. Like right now across the country, nursing home cases and deaths are setting new records based back in November, and that's based on the rise that's happened in the general population. It really varies among location to location, depending a lot on how much community spread there is. So it's important to do two things. One, I think, is to be more transparent and to be more aware of protecting nursing home residents and for the state to be more proactive. And two is for everybody to make sure that you keep the transmission rate low to reduce the chances of COVID spreading into long-term care facilities and affecting our kupuna.
Okay, vaccine or not. Thank you so much, Craig.
Okay, thank you.
That was ARP Hawaii spokesman Craig Gima talking about the lag in state reporting of COVID-19 cases in our care homes.